Welcome to the New Little Life podcast. My name is Allison. I'm a lactation consultant, breast pump expert, and a working mom of three little boys. Here at New Little Life, we focus on helping working moms choose and use breast pumps more efficiently so they can protect their milk supply after returning to work. This season, we'll be talking with members of our private coaching program, as well as other professionals, to learn more about finding the confidence to balance career and new motherhood. Welcome back to New Little Life. My name's Allison. If you're new here, which you're probably not if you're watching some of these videos from members inside of our program, but I am an IBCLC and a breast pump expert, and we have our signature program called Pumping for Working Moms, which is designed to give pumping support to working moms like it is. And Sam here today is one of the great members in our program. She just hit a major milestone, and I thought it would be really interesting to hear some of her story and have her share some of that with you. So that being said, Sam, do you want to kind of just give us an introduction of yourself? Tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Thanks, Allison. So my name is Samantha Clay. I go by Sam. So I just had my second daughter on May 30th of this year. And the reason why I joined Allison's program is because with my first daughter, my breastfeeding experience and pumping experience was an absolute disaster. I had to quit around 3 months with her. She was born really prematurely. I had absolutely no guidance on how to really effectively breastfeed and pump with a NICU situation. So I ended very abruptly, and I have a lot of regrets because of that experience. So this time around, I was really determined to give it a good faith effort and make it work. So I found a couple of Allison's videos on YouTube. And when I checked out a program, I was super grateful that such a program existed. So when I went to check it out, I was like, yep, absolutely. This is what I need. I found it right before I came back from maternity leave, and I wish I had found it a lot sooner. But nonetheless, the content was excellent. It really helped me get over that hump of getting back to work. And honestly, I can say I don't think I would have made it to 6 months without the tips and tricks that Allison presented in her videos and the support provided from the program. So I'm 6.5 months in and I'm still going. So I made my goal. Now I'm in my stretch goal territory. So I'm really happy about that.
That's so great. I love to hear it. What do you feel like has been the biggest difference between your last journey and this journey? Because we do have actually probably half of our moms, our second, third, fourth time moms, who have had kind of a previous difficult time, especially with the pumping part. The other half of those first time moms that just have no clue and want help. And we love both. But what do you feel like was the biggest difference between those two experiences?
I think the biggest takeaway between the first and the second experience was I thought in the, you know, breastfeeding was a natural thing. It should come easily. So when I was having difficulty, I thought the problem was me and I took it really personally. And then going through the program, I realized that was very far from the truth. I just really didn't have the guidance, nor did I really seek out the right information. So I learned how to breastfeed properly. And then from your program, I learned how to effectively use a pump and find the pump that was right for me. I really didn't have a supply problem. It was an output problem. So troubleshooting all those things and coming up with a schedule that worked, really made a huge difference between the first and the second experience.
Yeah. You mentioned something really important there that you actually didn't have a supply problem. It was an output problem. And we see this so much. There's another video on the YouTube channel talking more about that. But honestly, I would say almost all the moms that come in have the same thing, that especially if you're nursing, like your baby has created a good supply. It's there. We just can't get it out with the pump. So that is just super, super common. If I remember right, you jumped in like right away too and started going through the curriculum and learning and reaching out like really quickly. How soon did you see some improvement there once you had the right information and support?
Immediately, because I realized when I looked at my pumping schedule, I was going a really long time at night without pumping because my daughter, both my kids, you know, thankfully slept through the night really, really quickly. So I didn't know that, you know, going so long without removing milk was probably tanking my supply. I wish I found that out a lot sooner because trying to add pumps in back in after you regulated caused a lot of stress. And it almost made me quit a lot sooner. But had I realized that earlier on, if I found your program earlier, I would have not have allowed that to occur and it would have made things a lot easier. But thankfully I found it soon enough. So I was able to add some additional pumps back in and not go longer than 8 hours at night without pumping, especially
yeah.
that early.
It's such a catch 22 because once you go back to work, you got to sleep or you can't function in your life. But there is a lot of good that happens from pumping at night like that. But a lot of the focus that I like to do inside of our program and on the YouTube channel everywhere is really a balance between the science of making milk and the practical aspects of life. We know what it takes and how do we fit it in. Sometimes like you, we can start adding in those sessions, especially at night, which is no easy feat. So good for you for doing that, because that's not fun. But really, how do we find the balance there for sure? What was the transition back to work like for you?
It was interesting. So I had to go back into the office like my second day. And I work in the defense industry and I had a foreign customer come in. So it was pretty overwhelming. But thankfully, I was very upfront with them, said, hey, look, I just came back to work. I'm making milk for my baby. So I will need to go into the mother's room like at least every 3 hours. And no one pushed back. They were very understanding. In fact, they were very supportive. They go, show me the mother's room. So, you know, everyone was kind of like cheering me on and they were happy that I was back. So thankfully I have a very good support network at work. And my customer was great. We have a good relationship. So that was pretty helpful. I think one thing that was challenging though was just getting into the routine of it all. Yeah. Just we live in a kind of rural area, so our daycare is kind of far away. So getting to that whole routine, coming back and pumping and make sure I was pumping enough, managing around my work schedule, even though I work from home, you know, is pretty challenging because you have to like manage all the milk and take all the time to put the pump on, take it off and make sure you store it properly. So that was a bit overwhelming at first.
How many days? I think you have like a hybrid situation, right? How often are you working at home versus working in the office?
I actually work from home the vast majority of the time. It kind of ebbs and flows with how often I need to go into the office. So that does make things a lot easier. And I definitely appreciate the flexibility, but it was just a weird situation that first week I was back. The customer just happened to be in town. So I had to go in. So I did. But thankfully that all went well.
That's great. Do you think it's easier working at home and managing the pumping schedule, or is it easier in the office? I've heard it both ways. I'm curious what you think.
Gosh, I think being at home is probably easier because I can look at my calendar for the day and say, okay, usually I have a scheduled pump. Like right now I'm down to 4 pumps a day. So I do like, you know, 5, 10, 3, and 9 thereabouts. So if I have a meeting at 10, I'll pump earlier or I'll divide up into like 2 shorter pumps, you know, if I need to. So I kind of just like plan out each day like that. And that's easier, a little bit easier to do it from home, I would say.
Yeah. And are you still supplying most or all of your baby's breast milk with those 4 pumps a day?
I would say about 75%.
Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm good with that just because I found when I was pumping about like 7, 8 times a day, I was making maybe about 90% of what she was consuming. Mm-hmm. So honestly, for me, the 4 has been hugely beneficial. I'm under a lot less stress just because when I was getting up in the middle of the night to pump, it was getting to the point where I was getting really on edge and not really being exactly kind to my partner and not being present for my kids. And I felt like that wasn't fair to them. So I said to myself, if I can produce most of what she's consuming or even half, that's still better than nothing. And if I can be a better wife, a present mother, I think that's more important than producing all of the milk that my daughter consumes.
Absolutely. Was that like a hard pill to swallow to kind of become okay with that?
It was. But then I kind of had to like take a step back and be like, why do I care? Like, you know, why is this such a hard pill for me to swallow? It really comes down to ego. just because I'm competitive by nature. So for me to open up that can of formula was hard. But then I had to ask myself, you know, why would I quit just because I had to supplement a little bit or half? It really, honestly, it really doesn't matter. The only person that cares is me. I asked my husband, like, do you care? And he said, no, I don't care. So, once I got over that, it got a lot easier.
It doesn't have to be all or nothing. But it feels really hard, like you said, to open that can of formula and just start there. But 75% breast milk is awesome. Like, and the fact that you're doing 4 pumps a day and your life feels manageable for you, that's perfect. I love that you're feeling good and that this is sustainable. You mentioned your husband, and this is an interesting thing because when we have a quick call, when you apply and get on, we always ask about your partner, like, what do they think? And I think the most common thing that I hear when they describe their partner is they don't really care how we feed the baby. They just care what I want, or they want to support me and my goals and things like that. But which I think is great, you know, there's no pressure on you, but I think it's also really important that your partner supports you and what you want. And if providing breast milk is important to you, they support you in that and help you get the help you need and stuff. So I love to hear that too. Where were you at this point with your firstborn? Were you already done feeding altogether at the 6 month mark?
Yes. So I was totally done. I from my recollection, so my daughter was born December of 2019. So like right before the pandemic started.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And she was born 6 weeks early. So she had a 3 week NICU stay and it was just awful. Like breastfeeding just did not go well at all. And honestly, the lactation consultants where I was at the time, they were not good. I think we could have done a lot more to be able to have a successful breastfeeding journey because she did have initial latch, but she was just too small to continue it. And I think had we worked on it, we could have absolutely have eventually gotten there. But they're like, well, whatever, it's, you know, you'll just have to pump. And they just like threw this rental pump at me. And I said, okay, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. And I just accepted it without really doing any research as to, you know, what we could have done to eventually get to breastfeeding. But nonetheless, to answer the question, I finally gave up in like around March, like early March. So right before she was 3 months old, which is so unfortunate because literally the second I made the decision to stop pumping milk, that's when the initial formula shortages started to hit.
Yeah, COVID hit and then the formula stuff, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was terrible mentally, like as a new mom, and I was having some postpartum anxiety and all of that. So I almost called the doctor to, you know, see if I can relactate, but eventually I did some research and decided against doing that. So it's like, I think psychologically too, you know, with this go around, I'm like, I'm almost afraid to like stop lactating because I'm like, what if there's another formula shortage because of the psychology of what happened the first time around. So
it was a crazy time. I had my third baby like August, 2020. So we'd already kind of been going, but I cannot imagine having to do that with your first and then trying to navigate all of this stuff during a pandemic. Just crazy. Were you nervous about doing this again with the second baby because of how it went the first time?
I was, but I was more determined. So I did more research on breastfeeding. So I went to it feeling more confident, but I also kind of went in, I was like, you know, look, I'm just going to give it my best shot. If it doesn't work out this time around, I'll be okay with it. But I did put a goal like, you know, of 6 months, give it a shot for 6 months and do your best, the best that you can and troubleshoot any issues that come up. And that's it. I try not to put a lot of pressure on myself, but I did want to try and do it this time around because my daughter, she was due at the end of May. I'm like, you know, it'd be really great to like, be able to breastfeed during the summer so we can go to the beach and not have to worry about carrying around bottles. Yeah. I'm like, you know, that would be really convenient. And thankfully it worked out. It worked great. So, you know, I feel super blessed and I was really excited we were able to get through the summer successfully breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing. Awesome. So having a 6 month goal, and I think you found us, your little one was maybe 2 months old, something like that, when you joined our program. Was it hard to kind of make that commitment? Because like our program is an investment. It's not a cheap thing to do. Knowing that you only kind of had that 6 month goal, was that a hard choice to make for you?
No, because I knew I would need support, coming back to work. So I said, hey, I just in seeing your videos, I saw that there was a lot of value in the content that you're creating. So I really wanted to learn more. And I said, this is worth it to me. This is what I want to do. So it really actually it made a lot of sense financially. So
What's kind of been your favorite aspect of the program? Have you liked the curriculum part, the community aspect, our weekly calls? What's been the most helpful for you?
I would say definitely some of the videos, just because I like being able to navigate to topics that, I'm like, hey, like this was like really profound. This is definitely something I'm struggling with. So I like being able to like go back and like view it again and again. I know it seems kind of silly, but like I was having a lot of problems with like my flange sizing, and I couldn't really seem to get it quite right. And I watched that video about different parts and accessories that you can get. Until I found Pumping Pals, and those were an absolute game changer. Honestly, I think those like were really critical in saving my pumping journey, making it like help it really helped me get as far as I am now.
Really? So just kind of making it, did you get better output with them? Are they more comfortable? What do you like about them?
Both.
Okay.
So, I think with regular flanges, like I was just having a lot of discomfort and a lot of clogged ducts. So the Pumping Pals helped alleviate that. So I was getting better output and I was able to be more comfortable while pumping from an ergonomic standpoint. I just wasn't comfortable sitting there and pumping. So Pumping Pals helped me be able to, pump without like having to contort my body a weird way. So I can sit there and comfortably watch TV without, having to like sit an awkward way or lean
That's
over. So,
awesome.
yeah.
It's always so interesting to me to hear the things that help the most because I don't know, even on my YouTube pe videos, people will ask like, "Well, what's the best option?" or like, "What's the number one?" And I'm like, "It just I hate to say it, but it really varies person to person." So, I feel like it's my job to educate and to give you lots of ideas and options and also help you understand the process and how that relates to your own body. You know, like you don't have to know everything. I know I've been to training, I've been doing this for 10, 15 years in the nursing OB world, but there's a lot of things that, like, just knowing you can then look at yourself and say, okay, well, now I know this about me. Now, what can I do to figure that out? And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize is I can't really give you the best recommendation because really varies person to person. So we require that you do that you learn and learn about yourself and try some stuff out. So I love to hear that. I am just so proud of you. I saw you made a post in our community saying that you hit this 6 month goal that you had, and we're gonna just keep going day by day, taking it from there. What's up next for you? What are you just kind of going with the flow, or have you set a new goal down the road? I'd love to hear what your plans are moving forward.
Yep. So I hit my 6 month mark, and what I decided was I'm going to take it week by week, maybe month by month. Because as I've been able to, draw pumps and really see like not much of an impact to my output, I'm like, okay, as long as I can keep my sanity here, why don't I just keep going and see how far I can go? Like, I find at this point it's important. Like, when I think about going to a year, I get overwhelmed and I want to stop. So I decided, I'm like, okay, what if I just stop thinking about going to a year and just take it by week or by month? I find that when I get overwhelmed by anything, just managing the time in my head, just breaking it down to smaller blocks makes it more manageable. Honestly, I think I might be able to make it to a year if I just take it maybe week by week, month to month, and we'll see. If not, that's fine too. I guess my goal is to make it to the end of this month, and then review in early January. Do I want to go to another month or not? So that's kind of how I'm taking it from here, just taking it one step at a time.
I love that mindset. There is so much more to pumping than just getting all the logistical stuff figured out. There's a lot of mental stuff that goes into it too. Even just getting milk and making and helping it let down can be a mental like game as well. And even what you're saying, you know, really just taking it step by step at a time. I love it. And for me, it doesn't really matter how long you give breast milk to your baby. The thing that matters the most to me is that you feel like you have the choice of when you want to do what's best for you. So in your first one, you kind of had to stop early because things were just like falling apart. And I don't want that for you. Even if you went the same amount of time as your first one, but you said, I figured it out, I'm doing it, and I'm going to make a choice to stop. That's what really matters to me, is that you have the control and the skills to make choices that are best for you in your life. So I love to hear that you're just kind of going month by month and have really come to, it seems like a really good mental place of, I love myself no matter what this looks like, but also I've kind of figured it out and I can continue it if I want to. Does that sound kind of where you're at?
Exactly. Yeah. I like feeling like I'm in control of the journey. You know, I want to, you know, to stop when I'm ready to stop because I'm making a choice to, rather than a series of circumstances that feel like are out of my control dictating that choice for me. So I want to feel good about it. And once I'm ready, I want to feel good about it and have no regrets. So, you know, that's where we are now. And it feels really nice.
I love that. That's exactly what I want for everyone that joins us too. And one of the reasons that I really like the lifetime access aspect of our program, it's an investment up front and then we're here with you. And there's no pressure to keep going. There's no monthly fees. Like, we're just here and we're going to help you with whatever you decide to do. So as we kind of wrap up, is there any kind of last advice you'd like to give to other moms, specifically working moms? That's who we work with exclusively, but just to make this journey easier or to make it easier to get the help they need, anything that stood out for you, anything at all?
Yeah, I would definitely say, take it one step at a time. There's a lot of things that came up in this journey, you know, that I've had to figure out, you know, whether it's going back into work, and I recently pumped up my jiu-jitsu tournament. So just trying to manage all those aspects of my life have been hugely challenging. But once I figured out how to get through each of those, now I feel like I'm like, wow, I can really take on anything. And that's why I feel like I'm able to go longer, because like I feel like I've been able to overcome all these challenges, whether it's working or my extracurricular activities outside of working and being, you know, a mother to two children. You know, I've really been able to overcome all of those things. So I would say to other working moms, you know, really make sure you advocate for yourself, make your needs known to your partner, to make sure that you guys are on the same page, because I really couldn't have done this all by myself. Like, I have a huge support network of, you know, good grandparents that help out, my partner, and my kids are supportive too. You know, they've been really great. So I would say, you know, reach out to the resources that you have available to you, and, you know, don't be afraid to tackle big challenges.
I love your holistic view of life. Like, life, especially as a new mom with a young baby, is not all about milk. It's not, that's a big part of your life really, but there's a lot of other things going on that are important, and having this kind of holistic view, and you seem really at peace with a lot of aspects of your life. And so I think finding the easiest way to pump fast and efficiently, that's kind of what we say is our goals here of this program, so that you can just like do that when you need to do it, and then also live the rest of your life, I think is a wonderful gift you can give yourself, to be that like happy and peaceful mother, kind of doing the bare minimum, but doing it really, really well in the pumping aspects, so you can live your life. So I love that.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Sam, for taking the time to talk to us today. I know you're at work today and took a minute to share your experience, but it was really lovely to hear your story. If you watching need some help with pumping, if you want to find kind of that peace in all aspects of your life by making pumping fast and efficient, there's a link down below to apply for our program. And we would love to talk to you about it and help make that easier for you so that you can do it really well, and also the other things you have going on in your life. So thanks again, Sam, for talking today. It was so fun. We'll speak more soon. Bye.
Thanks, Allison.